Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study, Galatians chapter 4, we were taught that whether people will hear it or not, the preacher is to continue to preach the word of God. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We look at men like Ezekiel and Jeremiah, and they could have accepted the counsel of their fears. And, you know, that's what I think that is the reason many Christians fall. They take the counsel of their fears. They fear, my children won't like me, my children, I'll lose them, my friends won't have anything to do with me, my job, I won't advance. And their fears, the counsel of their fears takes them away from the walk of truth. And when they're faced with administering a needed biblical reproof, be it in the pulpit or in person, then there's a problem. In Ezekiel chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, the Lord says to Ezekiel, now, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions, walking in thorns and briars and being among scorpions, that doesn't sound too good, does it? He says, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Well, he's looking at their hatred of his stand for the truth as thorns, as briars, and scorpions. He says, don't be dismayed because of the way they look at you, at how they are rebellious. But he goes on and says, and thou shalt speak my words unto them. Again, those are God's words. Thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. They are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. That's pretty hard, isn't it? The very next chapter, verses 7 through 9 of Ezekiel chapter 3, he says, but the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Now, he's telling Ezekiel, look, the house of Israel, they're not going to hearken to you. They won't hearken to me. They're hard-hearted. They're impudent. But you preach it anyway. And he goes on to say, behold, I've made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. So he says, hey, people reject you, they hate you, they say all manner of evil again. You just stand in there. Let God strengthen your face against their face. Let God strengthen your forehead against them. You just stand true. You stand for the Lord, and let him use you. Do you think that with these things going on in our country that we mentioned a little while ago, that of the homosexual marriage, of the Common Core they're trying to get in schools? By the way, some of the things in Common Core are not allowed to be read openly on television or printed in your newspapers because it's hardcore pornography in words. But they think your children should have it. And there are people that say they are Christians will get more upset with me for pointing that out than they will with the sin. And that is a shame. That is a crying shame. You see, my friend, danger does not dissolve duty. I know that in the United States, there are literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Islamics that are bent on terrorism. And we may see some of those problems begin to manifest itself. I mean, we may see these cowards attack schools and children and malls and things like that. Yet, if we'll just stick to the word, maybe they'll hear the word and they'll get saved from their vile religion and get right with a God who is holy. But how can they get right with a God who is holy if God's people will not live holy? If God's people will not live separate from this world, if God's people will continue to imitate this world, we have nothing that they want. Many of their lives are more moral than ours. See, the servant of Christ dare not waver with the changes of wind of popular favor. Not telling the truth is like a man responsible to sound the siren when a tornado, Category 5, is coming. But he doesn't, because he doesn't want to upset people as they sleep. Positive only will never rescue the perishing, nor save a brother from the chastening of God if he persists in his sin. Oh, my friend, we need to come back. I think of the parable of the husband who continually sent servants to take the vineyard. Finally, he had to go and judge. One day you're going to quit hearing preachers like myself and others that will preach the word and call sin, sin, and wrong, wrong, and right, right. And some will rejoice. Maybe many will rejoice. I don't know. I know I'm not the only one. I know that I am not the person. It is all about God. But what I'm trying to say to you is this. There comes a day when God doesn't send another man. He comes himself. And he pours out his judgment. Let me just say this to the churches out there that have adopted the ways of the world. You use its various marketing schemes with your technology and all that so that they won't think that you're holy. I just want you to understand that judgment will begin at the house of God. Don't expect judgment to hit America until it hits you. And it will, if you don't repent and get right. Now, verse 17 again says, they zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you, that ye might affect them. Now, here, the Holy Spirit, through the pen of Paul, is giving the reality of what is causing them to waver. And the language here is so important to see here in Galatians 4:17. He says, zealously affect. It is indicative of they continually, strongly affect you in emotion and mind. Kind of like TV. New programs are not necessarily better written than they were years ago. As a matter of fact, the dialogue is so much less. We actually have those that write even the news and put on news programs. They've lost the ability to be able to report news, do commentary, and have news programs that they can do intelligently without four-letter words. But in the entertainment, that way too. You see, scenes of blood, death, sensuality, works on the mind and emotion because it excites the emotion. And so, that's what these Judaizers were doing. They were exciting the emotion of fear to try to make these people think, you're not saved. If you're not circumcised and you don't do some of these other things that we say, and then you're not right with God. They didn't have the word to back them up. They only had philosophy. And so they exclude you. That is, they place you on a level being a lesser Christian. Then you begin to serve them in religion instead of the Lord. They exclude you literally. They shut you out because you're not on the same level as they are, as far as they are concerned. When listening to them, you waver from the word. And again, you must read someone's book instead of the book, the Bible, or they've got to come up with something that was started in 1881, a bunch of old manuscripts that had been out of use for well over 1,500 years and put together, and some eliminated and this added and that taken away, and then make Bibles out of them. Because the old Bible just kind of tore them up, the truth, so they wanted to get something that was different. And you see that still going on today. What a shame that is. And so they try to get you from the book, the Bible. Yet, with the inner witness of the Holy Spirit, working against that, you still find yourself wavering because you're listening to something other than God, His Word, and His man that preaches the Word. What we need is postage stamp Christians. That is like putting a stamp on a letter. You get on God's letter, the book, the Bible, and you stick to it until you arrive at your destination. And our destination is that heavenly home. Their zealousness, that is the Judaizers, was so they could take them away from Paul as a teacher, the man that led them to Christ and got them established in the faith, in order to use them for their own self-promotion. So they would sneak into a church. They'd come in by stealth. They are people who would come in to deceive by showing concern, giving compliments in order to gain their interest. I found it interesting. I don't do a lot of naming of people, but I had some people that have contacted this radio ministry. They said, we called a preacher, and we thought he was us, and he acted like he is us. He answered questions like he was us, and then we find out he's Calvinist.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.